Hello, welcome to Daily Show, Friday, April 28th. It's currently 10 degrees outside, feels like 9. In April, we still lose a day, we lose a degree, thanks to the wind, or the cold, whatever. This episode of Daily Show brought to you by Patreon supporters. It's not a weather podcast, it's a podcast. Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how to join up with the other smart, amazing folks who support me on Patreon. Get access to Stuffy Slack, our Slack conversation group chat thing, where the other good stuff hosts all participate, and other listeners and other supporters and stuff all are populating in there. That sounds terrible. And also access to the Minecraft, good stuff Minecraft server, which I actually haven't played on in a while. I need to pop in there and see what's up in Goodwinia, and I forget all the other names of the areas. It's all properly signaged and labeled and zoned, so it's all according to code anyways. So patreon.com/iChris. So this episode, you should probably stop right now, just don't continue listening, because I'm potentially about to throw an earworm, a thing that'll get stuck in your brain, some lines from a movie that our family saw during the break a couple weeks ago. The movie is called Storks. Maybe I went in with really low expectations and was pleasantly surprised. I hadn't realized Andy Samberg was one of the main voices, and I like his humor, and as well his cohort in Lonely Island. I think it's Jorma. It's Jorma. Maybe it's the other guy. Anyways, is also one of the voices of a pigeon. Andy Samberg is a stork. It's all about how storks used to deliver babies. Now they don't, and maybe they should again, and the conflict that ensues. But this pigeon, which I think is voiced by Jorma, is sort of this surfer dude turned business guy who wants to be the boss and kind of rats out Andy Samberg's character. Without spoiling it, you should see it. If you have kids, they'll laugh. It's funny. It's cute enough and will make you appreciate and enjoy your family and maybe want to have a baby or something. Doesn't do that for me, but maybe it will for you. Or maybe have a stork deliver a baby, I guess. But anyways, so if you haven't stopped already, which you should, there's this part in the movie, sort of partway through, where the pigeon kind of figures out what's going on. He's happy, he's excited, and he's, you know, proud of himself. And then he does this little thing, starts saying this as he starts to sort of celebrate and go back to his boss to tell him what's been going on. So I'll play it now, which you should stop listening before I play it. So here it is, but make sure you stop.
Goodbye, bro. How you like me now? Oh, how you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? Now there was a time when you loved me so. I could do no wrong. And now you need to know, don't break. How you like me now? Come on, me now. Come on, me now. How you like me now? How you like me now?
And you're sure you saw this?
Yes, I'm sure I saw this.
So there you go. In case you didn't catch it, the little catchphrase part, how you like me now, has become this thing that in our family, that our line that keeps getting quoted over and over at randomly at random points. And we all laugh when someone says it at first. And then 20 minutes later, when someone is still saying it, we're getting kind of annoyed. And usually Lucy is in particular seems particularly annoyed by it often. And it'll end with somebody shouting, please stop it. Please stop. Please stop. It sounds like a song that's like been around for a while. It actually came out in like 2009 is what that little sort of riff is based on. 2009 song, How You Like Me Now by The Heavy. And, you know, it's been used, I think, in lots of trailers and movies. It's got that kind of like catchy beat that makes sense for that kind of stuff. But anyways, they use it to good effect in the Storks flick. And, so now it's maybe stuck in your head. Maybe not. We'll see. Tweet at me if it is, iChris on Twitter, and you can comment in our subreddit in the Stuffy Slack too. If you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/iChris. Not a lot of meat to this episode, just a little bit of an earworm that'll hopefully get stuck in yours, and hopefully it's transferred out of my brain, because I keep saying it, even when I don't want to, into yours, and you end up spending the whole weekend saying, "Hi, Lachman, now." Okay, have a good weekend. Bye.